Hello and welcome to The Inside Dish, where we explore the culinary arts in and around the greater Lehigh Valley. I'm Shane McGee, your host this week for our gastronomic tour of our region's amazing food and entertainment scene. I'm here with Nick Vogel, who is the head of culinary and restaurant operations at the Renaissance Hotel and Dime Restaurant in downtown Allentown. Nick, welcome to The Inside Dish.
Thank you for having me.
So why don't we start off talking about your role at the Dime Restaurant and then specifically how that differs, right, with the hotel operations there.
So I think I'm billed as the executive chef for the hotel as well. So everything that kind of food touches in all of our guest points, specifically main focus with how many services we offer at the Dime. We're open breakfast, lunch, dinner, 7 days a week. So 21 services takes up my main focus. And then throughout the hotel, we have weddings, corporate events, so banquets as well. And then we have a executive lounge, we call it. Renaissance being a premium brand, we have like this club lounge. So for the higher tiered Marriott members, we're putting out breakfast daily and then hors d'oeuvres nightly, as well as some complimentary snacks. And then also your famous kind of front desk soft beverages and snacks option. So really just keeping an eye on everything versus coming from a standalone restaurant background where I was an executive chef running like a focus, whether it was a dinner product, you know, brunch on the weekends or kind of normal things. It takes up more, but it's also like having a larger team, it makes it a lot more manageable too.
Yeah, you're almost like the CEO of the restaurant as opposed to only the chef.
Yeah, joking about just wearing different hats. It's like, which one am I putting on
right,
today
or right.
What needs the attention?
Yeah, so I think the hotel and the restaurant in general opened up quite a bit now, right? But they just had a refresh end of 2025.
Yeah.
Right. So now you reopened in October of 2025, right, with that refresh in
place. Yeah, so we were doing a hard renovation through the summer. Capital investment, just everything flipped. So paint, all the beds in the hotel, and then specifically in the restaurant space and our private event spaces, changing the footprint just to allow what the Dime is now billed as in 2026, which, you know, we did a refresh on the third floor so that we redesigned the bar specifically. We changed up the footprint, so all new tables, all new china glass silverware. So it's really just relaunching the Dime as this new American seasonal restaurant. And then our space on the third floor to match that as well, since we have this ability to kind of have overflow for concert nights and private dining rooms and all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, this is an extensive operation there, both from the services you offer and the footprint. So for folks that haven't been there, how would you describe the vibe of the bar and the restaurant space?
I think it's a perfect mix of what we want it to be for our hotel guests as well as the public. So you can come and have a business lunch, be in and out in 45 minutes. You can work on your laptop in a corner in the morning if you want some quiet space. And in the evening, you have everyone winding down, whether it's a weekday or a weekend coming out for celebration. So really, we cater to that solo business traveler that's having a martini at night in the corner, having a smash burger, and then, you know, a party celebrating an anniversary, looking for like a 3-course finer dining meal.
I think one of the challenges has got to be, right, with the downtown Allentown revitalization. You have so many events going on. You have the hotel guests, right? So you have to kind of incorporate that into everything that you're offering.
I think we do a good job, as well as Downtown Allentown Alliance, of having our events calendar planned out. Kind of ties into our programming for the month, right? So starting off, what does July look like, for example? Especially on concert nights, and we have these influx of our hotel guests where they're in town for a specific reason. Being able to cater to that and be the spot, since we have that great proximity to the PPL Center as well.
So if we're thinking about kind of the traditional restaurant portion, right, for listeners that are coming in for dinner,
yeah,
what does the menu look like for them?
So the new American seasonal, changed the menu 4 times a year, as well as the bar program as well. So right now we're heading into our summer menu changes with spring wrapping up. And it's really about what's coming out of the ground, how are we going to use it, what kind of local proteins can we get. I grew up at the Jersey Shore, so I'm thinking about seafood immediately, simply grilled stuff as well. Yeah, really just trying to keep up with it and keep it fresh. Now we have our like core favorites, the smash burger,
right,
build your own,
right.
That's been like anywhere. You know, you have something quick, easy, and appetizing for someone. We have a local lettuces salad that I think is interesting. It has shaved manchego, almond brittle. So trying to have chefy techniques on like home style dishes,
yeah,
but also keep it interesting. Because again, we want to be that date night spot, that anniversary spot, and something interesting certainly for our dinner product.
Yeah, and the rotating menu, right, the seasonal menu, not only are you getting fresh ingredients, but it keeps it interesting for people that are coming back.
Yeah. I think with happy guests, happy staff, intriguing the cooks a little bit, right? It's not just you're not coming in and clocking in doing the same thing every day. especially with the events too. So we'll roll out an event menu to kind of streamline things, because there might be a night on a slow Wednesday where we have business travelers in the hotel. Very different from doing 200 people in 45 minutes that all want to go see Journey.
Right.
You know, so we have to be able to be nimble and kind of change our menus on that.
This was kind of new information for me. People may not understand the services you offer before a concert or before an event and after an event.
Yeah.
Right. So it's options that they could have depending on their schedule.
Yeah. So we highly recommend reservations for concert nights and event nights as well. A good example is we just had Luke Bryan come into town, and that was a really busy night for us. But through overflow in our event space that's right on the back end of the Dime, so it's really just opening up a barnyard door on the third floor. We recently had a Kim Crawford wine blending event, and putting out light bites and setting up a satellite bar so you don't feel cramped on a concert night. And if you didn't make that reservation, at least we have something for you to, you know, snack on. And then keeping the bar open until 1 a.m. on a Thursday, right? So just trying to cater to that pre and post concert or pre and post event crowd there.
Yeah, and for folks that haven't been in that area for a while, it's literally all in the same structure, right?
Yeah.
So you could park, you can eat and drink and go to the event without leaving the same building.
Yeah, I think they did a good job on the design where we have our garage that's right there. I'm obviously busier on event nights and things of that nature, but also we have valet parking at the hotel where our guests visiting the Dime can just take advantage of that. So they pull up right to the valet, get out of their car, walk right into the hotel lobby, press 3 on the elevator, and you're right there at the Dime.
We always hear parking right as a challenge for people sometimes downtown, right? So that valet option, whether you're a hotel guest or not a hotel guest, you could still use that.
Yeah, and it's open to everybody. And we try to let our guests know ahead of time. And it's just one of those things as we're relaunching this and just spreading the word through things like this is just getting out there that it is an easy spot to get to.
That's a good event hack, I think, for people to know.
Yeah.
The other thing that has been kind of new to me, and I think would be interesting to focus, all the different beverage and food events you're doing.
Right? Yeah.
Whether it's a wine event, cocktail event.
So coming up, just for example, in July, I have a hand in the wine program at the Dime specifically. I enjoy wine. I enjoy learning about wine, different terroirs. So coming up, we have a wine dinner on July 7th. We have one coming up on the 11th as well. And then we're doing one on the 31st. For those events, we have two California wineries come in. We have their reps come out. One, we're going to do like a 5-course tasting menu. The other, we're going to do a called a California picnic, but we're going to be using kind of Lancaster sourced ingredients, as well as, like I was mentioning, the Jersey Shore for some seafood options. And then at the end of the month, we have a Georgian wine dinner. So really interested to put people on Georgia the country.
Georgia the country, right?
yeah. The oldest winemaking culture that there is. And then we also have a very exciting cigar and bourbon event. So that's going to be on the 31st as well. So whether wine isn't your fancy, we also have on the fifth floor that evening. And all these tickets are going to be available at the Dime Allentown website. So you just simply log on. And on Open Table, we have these ticket events. So you can also prepay for everything. So you just show up to the event and everything's taken care of for the evening.
Yeah, I love the simplicity of that. I was at an event, a wine blending event there. So that, I think, maybe leads us into the bar program.
We have the classics kind of reimagined, and that's the same ethos for some of the menu items. I'm trying to be familiar with things, but also add a twist. Our espresso martini is a good one that doesn't come off the menu. We call it the downtown espresso martini. It has local vodka and a local liqueur in it as well. So instead of being your vodka and your Kahlua or Bailey's, we're using a local distiller out of Phoenixville called Bluebird. They've been a great partnership for us. And then similar to the food as well, just bring in some flavors and some profiles that match the season. So we're getting ready again to revamp for the summer. This past spring, just as an example, my favorite drink, it's called Ramped Up, but we use spring ramps.
Okay.
And then we wash them inside of gin, and we basically make a ramped-infused gin in-house and use that as our spirit. So this summer, we're looking forward to some sangrias and maybe like a watermelon punch or something like that. We're still testing right now, which is the fun
like
part.
There's some super exciting ideas coming on the menu. Is there an outside facility to the bar restaurant there?
So we don't have an outside facility. I think one of our highest guest requested thing is our window seatings. So we have those floor to ceiling windows on the third floor. It is the first table to go. We have, you know, two tops and four tops all that dot the windows all along there too. So you can feel like it and still be sitting inside of air conditioning.
Yeah, I think for folks that haven't been there, the view is fantastic, specifically from the bar side of things.
Yeah. I think that was a focus too, and when they were doing the renovations this summer, was to not change or lose that. So we still have those floor to ceilings. We just added even more tables. So we have, you know, the stage that used to house some furniture things, it's all dining space now. So it really feels like you're in just a true dining room, kind of front to back. And we have some living room furniture peppered in the front there. So if you are just hanging out or getting some drinks and want to meet some people, you can still do that, or maybe after dinner and even pre-dinner drinks.
So the Dime got refreshed in end of 2025, and you're new to the facility at about that same time.
Yeah, so I came in, I've been here for about a year and a few months now. I came in March. Yeah, so I got in here right before we closed, got familiar with the renovation and kind of spearheaded the restaurant renovation from new kitchen equipment, new bar equipment, and then just figuring out the lay of the land as we were going to reopen and reconcept everything.
So one thing I always like to ask professional chefs or professional bartenders, right, is what do they do when they're at home?
Yeah.
Right? So what are you cooking when you're at home?
You know, unsimilar, I think, to some of my colleagues, although I can't speak for everyone, I do cook a lot at home. I also enjoy it from a speed perspective. I know I could put a meal on the table, like a starch, protein, and a salad probably in like 15 minutes. It's also, I have the curse of when I'm trying to cook for the family at home, I still wind up cooking for 5 or 8 people, and there's 3 of us. I enjoy it. It's funny, I joke that we have the staples and the pantry stuff, but I find myself probably similar to most people, or tell me if I'm wrong, like, I still go to the grocery store almost every other day just to grab what I'm having for that night.
To grab something special for that specific meal.
But I don't know how to turn off not cooking something specific or that reminds me of something or something from a travel. It's like that's the chef nature in me.
Right. Or whatever you're in the mood for specifically.
Yeah, right. So it's like if it's braised short ribs, it's like, okay, am I off tomorrow? Can I start that early?
As we wrap things up here, let's be sure to touch on the websites and social platforms for people. It sounds like there's a lot of stuff going on. So if people want to find that calendar or get more information, where would they go?
Yeah, so they would go to thedimeallentown.com. That will also link them to our Instagram, which we're always posting through reels, through posts, and links to our open table where we can be found for our reservations. And then also tying it into the events as well, downtownallentown.com is going to have the events calendar for everything going on downtown, partners with all the local restaurants. And then specifically coming up soon as an example is Restaurant Week that we have going on this summer from July 20th to the 26th at the Dime. We're offering a menu for 3 courses, complimentary bubbles, and it's really just the highlights of our menu in a streamlined format so people can come in and enjoy the Dime and hopefully come back again if they have a good experience.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot of really interesting and new things going on down there, so I hope people get a chance to check it out. Nick, thank you for joining us here at WDIY.
Thank you.
I'm Shane McGee, and this is The Inside Dish.